Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to Stu's Thoughts Podcast, episode 11. And today I am joined by a special guest. This is the second time she's been on. Welcome to the show, Kirsty.
Is it a special guest if you've been on twice?
Anyway, play the motherfucking intro! Even though we've got a special guest today, I'm still going to be doing my usual what I've been up to recently, but there's going to be a part two, so it's going to be me, and then there's also going to be Kirsty. So, I did a podcast yesterday, I think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I did it yesterday. So, I did one yesterday, and it was episode 10, which was the... I've got fucking dementia. Why
1980s.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, so I did one, the 1980s. Guys, check that out. It's fucking hilarious. If you want to hear what happened to little Timmy, just listen to it. It's fucking funny. Yeah, so I did that yesterday, and then I did a 40th birthday party, and it was literally around the corner.
Was it a birthday party or a wedding anniversary?
It was a wedding party. It was a 40th wedding anniversary, and, you know, it was a party vibe, you know. There was, like, loads of fucking balloons and shit, so it was... It was a fucking party. It could have been a birthday. Somebody's birthday might have been yesterday. Who was there?
Yeah, you went to a celebration, saying.
No, I didn't. I actually went to a 40th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, it's right. A celebration.
Get
though.
It fucking right.
You're the one that got it wrong.
Right, anyway, yeah, so, and you actually knew some of the people there, didn't you? Mm. That's how local it was. And yeah, so it was there for 3 hours, but they were running a little bit late, so I ended up. I just sort of hung around for half an hour while they all had their food, and then after that, then I started drawing again. Did the top table, and then left the sort of... I mean, are they newlyweds?
Well, not really.
So
it's a wedding anniversary.
What's the opposite of newlyweds? Oldieweds?
Don't know. Maybe.
Because I kept calling them fucking newlyweds, because I'm just used to, like, doing weddings. I'm like, where's the newlywed? And then they're like, well, they've been married for 40 fucking years, you dick. So, yeah, there you go. And there was line dancing.
I used to do line dancing as a child.
I only figured this out last night, that line dancing is big in Wales. Is it bigger?
Well, I wouldn't say it was big, but... You do have line dancing here, yeah. I did go to line dancing when I was a child.
Where did you live in America?
No.
Line dancing's like an American thing, isn't it? Because we're like playing
it's like
cowboy
country,
music.
Yeah, it's country music. It's not cowboy music, Neil. It's country music.
It was fucking cowboy music.
And then you have the line dancing.
That's fucking cowboy music. One guy, he was proper fucking into it. He was like giving it the full fucking... I was just like...
Why not? Yeah. Why not?
Like, yeah, because they were like, okay, we need to clear the dance floor because we're going to start doing the line dancing. And I turned to the person I was drawing. I was like, are they got professional line dancers? And they were like, oh, fuck, we don't know. And then they brought a stepladder out. And I was like, what the fuck's stepladder? Like, how can you do line dance from a stepladder? But it turns out they were actually doing a group photo before it.
Oh.
So they got everybody on there. And I was like, line dancing with a fucking pair of ladders? I was like, how's that going to work? And then... You know, did the 3 hours drawing and then got some food, brought it back, and I seen you sitting there, fucking, you look like one of them orphans. Like, you look like one of them, you know, kids on a fucking TV, like a Christmas advert, you know, little fucking Kirsty hasn't had, please spare some change for Kirsty. You were just sitting there in the corner and I had this full fucking...
I wasn't just sitting there in the corner, my chair is in the corner.
And what were you doing in that chair?
Sitting.
So you were sitting in the corner?
But it sounded like I was just like randomly sitting in a corner somewhere.
Well, you looked at me with your puppy dog eyes and it was like pitch black and I was like, I've got, you know, I'm going to sit here with a full belly where she's going to be starving.
I was
like, Kirsty, do you want some fucking... And do you know something?
I did say no.
How many times did I fucking go to the shop and ask you if you want something and you say no? Every time?
Yeah.
Yet, the only time that I wanted something by myself, you said fucking yes.
I didn't say yes last night. I said no, I'd already eaten. But you still dished me off a plate anyway.
Don't fucking lie. I came in, I was like, do you want some pulled pork and chips? And you were like, yeah, okay.
I only had a tiny bit.
Well, I put it out. I give you.
Yeah, I know.
I deliberately gave you a tiny bit.
I didn't want
And you were
that.
Like, oh, that's too much.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's like one chip on the plate. And like a pig's eyelash.
Well, I'd already eaten, so I didn't want like another meal.
Then why didn't you just let me eat the whole thing myself then?
Because I did say no to you, but you didn't listen.
You didn't, you said yes.
No, I didn't.
If you had said no, I would have fucking ate the whole thing myself. By the way, it was lovely. What is it about, I don't know, is it just me, but what is it about reheating chips that's quite nice? Apart from like, you know, like where they're really chewy? I mean, it is like you're eating cardboard, but when you've got like a half a fucking bottle of vinegar.
But you've got weird taste anyway, so.
I know. I do put a lot of vinegar on my... Did I tell you what happened to me the other day in the office?
No.
I bought vinegar from fucking whatever supermarket it was, and it doesn't have one of them little fucking plastic things in the top with a tiny hole.
Oh, okay.
It's literally you take the lid off and you can like pour it.
So you flooded it,
I fucking opened it and just fucking poured it in my chips and my kebab meat and chips with chili sauce. Amazing. And I just opened it and fucking, oh, here's...
half like, a bottle gone.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck it, I'm eating them. And I was like, I'll be honest, halfway through it, I was sitting dipping my fucking chips into it. I love vinegar. Who doesn't love vinegar?
I like vinegar on chips, but I wouldn't go that far now.
Do you know what I actually like? Vinegar was a salad.
Well, yeah, people have like balsamic vinegar on as a dressing, don't they?
No, actual vinegar. Because it's almost like salt and vinegar crisps.
Like, yeah, but like isn't like normal vinegar that you get balsamic vinegar anyway?
I don't know.
Should we go check in the cupboard?
No, don't go check in the cupboard. Balsamic vinegar is that not like the fucking... That's four salads and stuff, isn't it? Oh, that's... Are you talking about the fucking apple stuff?
No, I think balsamic vinegar is the stuff that you put on chips as well. Let's Google it.
No, well, you've got the brown one, which is like the normal chippy fucking... Can you get like vinegar from the chippy? Like, used to buy the bottles. Can you still get that?
Yeah, I think so. I think maybe not all do it.
I'll tell you something, though. Chippies are fucking stingy when it comes to their portions of, like, vinegar and salt. I mean, lots of salt, lots of vinegar, please. And he's literally, like, like sprinkling on with, like, his fucking pinky finger and his fucking index finger. And he's just, like, counting the granules that's fallen down. 1, 2, 3. There you go, that's enough. And I'm like, mate, come on, fuck
it. It'd almost be better to, like, just hand you the bottle and you do it yourself. Because no one, you're never going to please everyone doing that, are you? So you just put a little bit on. And I think you're only meant to have a little bit on because it enhances the flavour. It's not meant to be flooded in vinegar.
Well, I mean, I'm stupid when it comes to salt and vinegar. I mean, is this a food podcast or what are we doing here?
It's malt vinegar that is on the chips and then balsamic is usually on the salad.
There you go. You heard it here.
Mystery solved.
You heard it here first. How long's vinegar been around for? I mean, have we started the... I just totally lost track of what I was talking about. So you had some of that. And I'm not going to lie, whenever I finished my plate, I was still hungry.
Well, you didn't have to give me any. That's your own fault.
Well, you should have said no.
I don't say no.
There you go. You heard it. See? This is the Truth Comes Out podcast. Yes, and it was good. Brilliant thing. And it was nice to just get in the car and 10 minutes later I'm fucking home. Rather than like driving 2.5 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to upload that album tomorrow on YouTube's Facebook page and Instagram. So if you want to check them out, guys, have a little look at them. And then today, what have I been up to today, Kirsty?
We went for lunch at my parents.
We did.
The family.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil's played with Kinects all afternoon, like a child, with our nephew.
It was
quite nice. You enjoyed yourself?
That was fucking brilliant. Are you going to get me? Is Santa going to get me one of them for Christmas?
Santa can, because you're the worst person to buy for, so I'm happy for Santa to give you some Kinects.
Yeah, so the little guy, he brought out two fucking... What looks like big suitcases of fucking...
Yeah.
Just these sticks and cogs and
shit. They used to be my
shit.
Brothers. They used to, like... They're like the 20 years old.
Are they?
Yeah. They used to be Lee's.
Oh, right.
When we were kids.
I thought they were like...
No.
What's it called? Kinect?
Kinects.
Kinects?
Kinects, yeah. K-N-E-X. Kinects.
All right. Yeah, well, I mean, I looked at it and then, you know, he had this thing, this contraption he was building. It looked like a fucking a double-decker bus or something, didn't it? Had wheels in the bottom and then, like, had these fucking just long walls and shit. And then your niece, I was, I'm telling you, I came up with the fucking windmill idea first. I said, I'm going to build a windmill. And she's like, 10 minutes later, she's like, you're copying me? She's like, I mean, she built it first, but I had the fucking idea first. And then all of a sudden, I came up with this. They brought these tiny little rubber bands out. And then I thought to myself, you know, they're projectiles. I could turn these into some sort of a projectile. Next thing you know, I built this fucking gun out of a fucking Kinect thing. Like, at the fair's, what do you call it, rubber bands. And, yeah, your nephew's face just lit up. Next thing you know, we just got his double-decker bus and just planted it with fucking guns, didn't we? And then, you know, your dad's called Derek. Yeah. And we called it, fuck, what do we call it? The Derek...
Destroyer.
The Derek Destroyer. and then, yeah, so we were having fun doing that. And then fucking Kirsty here, poopy pants. Well, we got 15 minutes and then we're going.
Well, I had to give you a time, because a time limit, because you'd have a tantrum. And I had to get back because I had a lecture.
You got back plenty of time.
Well, yeah, but what did I do before? I've cleaned the bathroom. Moaned. I've hoovered. I've mopped. I've made my lunch for tomorrow.
You didn't do all that here.
I did.
You didn't.
Shut up. I did. And what did you do, Neil? Sit and watch. And you knew I had a lecture. And no. Nothing. That's disgusting.
I was babysitting the cat. You know, this podcast is about the cat, like, not about me. Come on, change the subject. Yeah, so I had fun doing that, and then Kirsty, it was literally, you need to go over 15 minutes, and I was like, 5 more minutes, please. I was like a little fucking child, to be honest.
Well, the kids were going anyway, because they were going to the cinema.
Yeah, and then they asked us, do you want to go to the cinema and watch Paddington 3? And I was like, fuck off.
You probably would have enjoyed it. Maybe no worse than Beetlejuice 2, object, anyway.
If there was a heavy object near me, I would have fucked. No, I'm not joking. Kirsty, Paddington.
Yeah, like, but you've watched the first two. I've seen you watch them here.
I haven't seen the fucking first.
You have, because I've seen it on the telly here.
I've probably seen the first one. There's no way. That's not a film I would sit down and enjoy.
I reckon you did.
And by the way, apologies to anybody who listened to episode 10, because I was supposed to watch The Electric Granny. The Electric Grandma. I haven't had time. I might watch it after this.
What is it, a film?
I fucking don't know. I'm about to find out. So it's basically like forgotten films in the 80s.
I'm not watching it.
I don't know. I'm going to have to pop this. It might be hard to fucking find it. And then the list I was going through, the link is in the YouTube's Facebook page. And no, sorry, in Stu Stott's Facebook page and Instagram. But yeah, it was like giving you a list of all these forgotten films in the 80s. And then it was like, they had like likes beside them. And some of them were like 25,000 likes. And this one only had like 63 or something. I was like, do you know what?
It's a bit like Bad Taste then, yeah?
I've already mentioned Bad Taste. There you go. I told you she fucking hated everyone. Right, so. Yeah, that's what I've been up to recently. What are we on? 30 minutes? Fucking hell.
You can talk shit, can't you?
I know I can indeed, right? So that's what I've been up to. What have you been up to recently, Kirsty?
So I've got 90 seconds to tell you, have I? I've been working. Because I'm an adult.
It helps if you go backwards. So if you start from like today, maybe work your way back.
Well, obviously,
make it funny for fuck's sake.
I've enjoyed watching Neil be a child. That's like my daily basis, actually. And then on Saturday, went to a sunset, well, a night session at Go Ape. That was pretty good. With my friend.
For anybody who doesn't know, what's Go Ape?
Go Ape is like a treetop kind of obstacle course with zip lines and stuff like that. It's pretty fun. So it was in the dark and it was all lit up with pretty lights. So I did that with my friend.
Did you see any apes?
Only the one that's sitting in front of me right now.
What's behind me, Kirsty? What's behind me?
Well, no.
What's behind me?
Yeah, but I can't see myself in the mirror.
What is behind?
There's a mirror behind you, but I'm
so
not.
So you're looking at yourself there?
No, because I'm looking at you, because you're in front of the mirror.
I'm below the mirror?
You're in front of the mirror. Your ears are on the mirror.
Oh, here we go. Do you know something? Yes, I've got big ears. I mean, you know, people kept telling me, reminding me throughout my whole life, you've got big ears. I'm like, yeah, I know. I just always shrugged it off. And then when we got that budgie and it landed on my ear and just perched there in my ear, I was like, fuck, I've got a big ears. A budgie is like literally comfortable on my fucking
and
ear.
And actually, like, to add to the story of the budgie, is that we didn't plan to get a budgie. Neil went to buy a car and didn't buy a car and came home with a budgie. Like, What sane person does that? Now, how long did the budgie last, Neil?
7 days.
What happened to the budgie?
Right, so basically, I mean, I can see from your, like, from your point of view, right? Yes, I went out to get a car and I came back with a budgie, right? But for me, it was normal because you had to be with me. So, like, I went out, had a look at all the cars, and I was like, you know what? None of these cars, I don't like any of them. And as I was coming home, I was like, oh, there's a little pet shop. Let's have a little look in there. So I had a little look in the pet shop, and then fucking, oh, this is a hand-reared bird. So you can, like, touch it and stuff. And I was like, sold. The bird was fucking 90. The bird was £90. Altogether, it cost me £170 with the cage and stuff. I remember walking through the door, and
can you remember what I said to you when you bought it in?
No.
I said, that's not going to last here because that's going to be too noisy.
I was like, no, this on this occasion, Kirsty, you're fucking wrong. She was right.
So the budgie didn't die, by the way. He took it back to the pet shop.
Yeah, so
it was too noisy.
I think there was like an alarm in the pet shop and it was mimicking it. So at nighttime you could hear like... Dip, 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 dip. And then like when you were on your phone, it was like... making all these fucking noise when you're on TV. I think it was like copying the TV and stuff. And you know, the first 2 days, and I was like, ah, oh, that's cute. Third or fourth day, I was fucking losing my shit. And I was like, I need to do something about this. And I fucking just got it and just took it back to the pet shop. And I was like, I lied to him. I was like, yeah, this was supposed to be a gift, and the person doesn't want it. And he's like, all right. And he's like, how much do you want for it? And I was like, nothing, just take it. Fuck, £170 down the drain. I was like, just fucking take it. And do you know something? Even though it was £170 gone, as soon as I got in that car and I was driving off, the relief I had, I was like, thank fuck, that's somebody else's problem.
Poor budgie.
Chirpy, we call him Chirp. I mean, yes. Clues in the name, isn't it? He yes. Fucking chirped. Chirp, 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 chirp. Yeah, and then he I don't even, was it a boy or girl?
I don't even know. Boy, I think. I don't know.
The fucking bastard shat my head.
But that's what happened with birds. Like, I don't want a bird flying around my living room, shitting everywhere.
It was kind of cool, though. Birds are kind of cool, though.
Well, he was quite cute, but he was cute.
Mm.
And I probably got quite attached to him, and then I literally had a message when I was in work. Babe, he's gone back to the pet shop. I can't deal with the noise. And I'm like, oh, sure, thanks for the discussion.
Tell them about your fucking nieces and nephews.
So my niece and nephew had been on holiday at the time, down Pembrokeshire way. And they spent probably about a good day on the beach picking up cuttlefish from the beach, because apparently that's what birds like. So they came home and I had a lunchbox full of cuttlefish and I had to tell them the bird was no longer here. Broke their hearts.
What do you mean it's not here?
It was too noisy for Neil.
It was.
I mean, very sound sensitive, bless you.
Bless me?
Oh, disgusting.
Tell you what, I don't know what the fuck your mum puts in that food like, but you, disgusting, you fucking farted just before we even started this podcast. She literally turns around and puts her fucking ass in my face. And the second, it was good timing, because as soon as I looked over, he was... In fact, it was more of a... Fucking hell, I'm so lost track with this podcast here. We're supposed to be talking... People probably listening in the car going, when are they going to start talking about a fucking cat here?
Yeah, so we got to get into topic.
So what else recently? What have you been up to?
That's about it, really. Placement and work. That's it.
You went to Goliath. You climbed a few trees.
Yeah, that was fun. And then I've just worked and been on placement. And that's about it. Nothing horrendously exciting.
There you go.
So we've just talked for 90 minutes about complete utter shit. This podcast will be more than an hour long, Neil.
I think it will be, you know. It'll literally be like, let's talk about the topic. Cats, we have one. And in the end, then it'll be... Okay, right. Well, do you know what? Talked enough shit?
Yes.
Let's get stuck into it, guys. Play the... Do you want to play the intro?
Play the introduction.
The introduction, for fuck's sake. Play the intro. Right. listen to Kirsty's laugh that happened about 2 seconds ago. Rewind it about 10 seconds and listen to her laughing. Fucking, that was us editing it. And we just did a little bit of editing there, and I was like, right, Kirsty, I've stopped it at your end because I said a nasty word, and I was like, I'll have to cut that out. And I was like, the only place I can cut this out without cutting a load of other bits out was you're laughing. And I was like, just go ha, ha, ha. So if you listen back to it, you'll hear the cut, and it's fucking hilarious. We're literally just crying with laughter here doing this.
I don't know how I can have a serious conversation with you now.
I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. Right. Topic. Owning a cat. Is it? I'm all over the fucking place with this podcast, to be honest. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yes, our topic is about owning a cat.
Right, so if you own a cat, or if you're thinking of owning a cat, this is definitely for you, this episode. What should we do? When was your first ever cat?
My first ever cat, I was probably about 8 years old. We got a cat from the Cat Protection Rescue, and she was called Jess because she was like Puss in Pat's cat. I don't know. I think actually she was already named Jess because she was an older cat. I think she was about 4 years old when we had her.
Was that the grey one?
No, the black and white one. Mm. She met an untimely death of getting run over in front of me. It's not funny. Oh God, I was traumatised. I don't even know why I'm laughing. I had a paper round at the time. She'd obviously lived a few years. And she was a bugger at following us on the paper round. So I picked her up to go take her home. She leapt out of my arms and went straight under a car. It was. I'm not laughing because it's not funny. I'm just laughing because Theo was trying to hold himself together. It was very traumatic because I was like 12 or 13 at the time.
So, was her blood splattered everywhere?
Yeah, my friend had to scoop her off the road.
Was it like twitching and stuff as you were picking it up?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't really look that. And she got like all ripped.
How ironic would it be if I got run over by a postman?
No, it wasn't. It was just Stanley Carr. And then a couple of years later.
Do you know, that's the first I've ever heard you talk about that.
It's like buried deep into the traumatic experiences of a childhood. And then we had a grey one after, and she lived till she was like 20.
Is that the one I seen?
Yeah, Topsy.
Where'd that cat go?
We had to put her down.
Down to where?
Well, she had to be put to sleep at the vets. She was poorly. She was really old. She lost her sight, and she would have gotten killed.
She like just walking, banging into things.
Yeah, literally. And so when I moved out from my mum and dad's house, we left her there because that was her home. And there was loads of fields around, so she could just hunt. She was a hell of a hunter. She caught a baby rabbit once, brought it back.
Did she?
Yeah. And we had her kitten as well. So she had kittens, so we kept one of the kittens. So we had Topsy and Turvy.
That sounds like it's supposed to mean something.
Well, you know, it's like Zig and Zag, Topsy Turvy.
Is that from a program, Topsy Turvy?
Yeah, I think it was. All right. I don't know.
I've only, I think I've only got a couple of memories of it, and every single memory I have of it is it's outside staring through the window at me. I've never actually seen it in the house.
Oh, no, she'd be in the house. She loved sleeping in the airing cupboard because it was nice and warm. Right. And before the flat screen tellies came in, you know when you'd have the big back of the telly?
Yeah.
She'd sleep on there because it's warm. Innit? She was a lovely cat. She had two litters of kittens. And the first litter of kittens she had in my bed because she slept with me. And then we didn't know she was having kittens. And then the second time, so her second litter of kittens, she had when we were on holiday. And she had the kittens in my mum and dad's wardrobe.
How many kittens? Does each...
Well, it all depends, really, on different cats' difference. But I think the first litter, she had 4 kittens. And then the second litter, she only had Turvy. Because she'd actually been knocked by a car.
What is it with fucking cats and cars?
I know. I don't know. It's a danger zone.
So what did you do with the kittens then?
The first lot, we sold them. And then we kept Turvy.
Did you sell them to the local Chinese restaurant?
No, they went to the Loving Homes.
They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Well, Buddy was my first ever cat. I've always been a cat person rather than a dog.
Mm.
I don't know. I know. Like people say, oh, dogs like a fucking man's best friend and all. But I get why people fucking think cats and dogs are better than men. Cats, but for me, it's just, I just love how smart they are. They're like owning a little fucking predator in your home. Do you know what I mean?
Like, in some senses, cats are easier than a dog. That's, for me, that was more of a sole point because, like, you don't have to walk it or anything like that. But actually, we've had some needy cats, haven't we? We've only had two. We've only had Bud.
Yeah, So me and you have had two cats. I've only ever had two cats in my own life.
Yeah.
The one we've got now, which is Tabby. And then we've got Buddy, who was our
first cat.
First cat. And Buddy was half Tabby, half white.
Really fluffy.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted a fucking monkey.
No chance, pal.
I wanted a capuchin monkey. And then, you were just like, no, we're not having a fucking monkey in the house. And I was like, I've always wanted one. And you were like, no, you weren't having it, were you?
No.
And then the other idea was like, right, well, okay, well, let's get a fucking dog. And I think you said to me, I was up for it. And then the second you said you had to get up and walk it, I was like, fuck that.
Well, I know that, like I'd be quite happy to get a dog, but I know that if we got a dog, it would be me walking it all the time, and that's not fair.
Well, I would have took out it for runs and stuff.
Nah, you wouldn't.
I'd be fucking chilled. I'd be, like, running relaxed and stuff, and the dog would be fucking tongue hanging out. Fuck. Water. But I think that was the thing for me. I was just like, yeah, fuck that. And then, I mean, I've only ever had one dog.
Mm.
We had a dog. It was an ex, like, circus dog, and it used to bite our ears in the mornings to take it out for a walk. I fucking hated that thing. And then the idea of just having a cat and then just feeding it and stuff like that. Yeah, I was like, yeah, let's get a cat instead. And it was pretty funny because when we actually signed up to the website where you buy the cats, I registered my name. It said, what's your username? And I was like, my username was, I wanted a monkey instead of a cat or something, wasn't it? Yeah, something crazy like that. And I kept getting messages from them. Hi, I wanted a monkey. And then, so then we checked the local people selling the cats locally. And then, was Marv?
Yeah, so there was a tabby with a big M, wasn't there, on his forehead?
I think that's popular, isn't it, for cats?
Yeah, and that's the one that we wanted. Mm. But actually, Buddy was his brother. Marv had already gone. We'd already decided we were going to call him Marv, didn't we?
Because he had a big M.
Yeah, because he had a big M.
But I'll be honest, if his Buddy's kitten picture was fucking... he was ugly.
Yeah, he wasn't the best, really, was he?
His eyes were big. His head was tiny. But then, see, when he...
he was gorgeous, though.
When he grew into it, his fur and stuff was just so unique, wasn't it? It looked really nice.
Yeah.
I loved the white bit of it and stuff. And then had... from what I remember, had like the tail and stuff. We'll put a picture up. We'll put a picture up of Tabby. Buddy.
And actually, but his tail was a nightmare because it was so fluffy. He was coming home, and I was like cutting thorn bushes out of his tail because he'd obviously been somewhere. Because he was clearly an explorer. He wasn't staying near home, and he was here. But come on, it was like he'd got out of the door, like he was forever diving to go out the outside the door, wasn't he? He just wanted to go out.
Since he was like really early, he was like, I want to go out there. Mm. And then Tabby, she's not really fussed, is she?
No, she's probably taken a little bit more interest now. She sits at the window happily and just noses out. But if you have the door open, you walk in and out of the door, she doesn't even try and dive out, does she? She just sits there and watches it.
Mm.
But our little bud, he was only, like 9 months old?
Yeah.
And he got hit by a car. And we had to put him to sleep.
And, you know, that's sad, right? But fucking, obviously the worst thing was, so, little buddy, I mean, we were in here, and then I think you got a message, or a phone call, wasn't it?
Phone call, yeah.
And you were like, as soon as you started talking, I was just, I don't know who you're talking to, and then all of a sudden, you know, when you hung up the phone, you were fucking worried, and I was like, oh shit, something's happened. Like, and then we went to the vets. Our vets is only two streets away. So they told us your body was run down, somebody found him, brought him to the vets, and then the vets chipped, like, they scanned the chip, and then contacted you, and then we went down there, and then they were like, you know, she was an x-ray, his back was fucked, like, one that broke.
Yeah, like, fractured, like, shattered his spine, really.
Did they give him some sort of, like, anesthetic?
Yeah, they would have given him painkillers. But chances are he probably wouldn't have felt anything anyway, because he would have been paralysed, wouldn't he? Because he shattered his spine.
Yeah, because he was all right. Yeah. Like, he didn't look too bad. And then, but they were like, and obviously we didn't get pet insurance, right? Because, I mean, we only had him fucking 9 months, to be honest. So, like, we didn't even think about getting pet insurance. And then they were like, yeah, it's going to be very, you know, the other option is to put him down.
Yeah, there wasn't really any other option, though, was there? There wasn't, like, no operations to fix his spine.
Well, we could have got him one of them little fucking wheelchairs the cats go around in.
No, I don't think.
He would still love life, you know, the way he sees him. Yeah, so then, obviously, you wanted to fucking stay and watch him get him put down.
Oh, well, it's not actually watching him get put down. It's just a comfort for him. More so.
Was that the right decision, going away? Or would you have rather have been there?
I think the weeks after, I wish I stayed with him.
Right. No, I'm pretty happy with my decision, to be honest.
But I think that's probably my personal experience, because I stayed with Topsy when she was put to sleep.
Well, we could always kill our cat when we've got now.
No. It's the only reason why I haven't let her out yet.
She moved there? But the thing about this, right, people's emotions in this podcast are going up and down, aren't they?
Yeah.
Somebody's in the car laughing their head off, now they're fucking crying. Yeah. But and now you're about to be shocked, because, so the vets put him down, they sorted out the cremation, they sorted out pretty much everything, didn't they?
It's a little bird's on the windowsill in the box.
Yeah, looking at him now, it's a fancy little box, but they sorted everything out, and what did they do 7 months later? Sent us a fucking reminder for his health check.
It's human error, isn't it? It's human error. I know, but
there's no excuse, no. Right? Apparently there was a little box that wasn't ticked to say that he was deceased. Mm. And I remember coming downstairs, and we just got over it. And I went downstairs, and there was a little fucking card on the floor next to the door, and I said, what's this? And I picked it up and turned it around, and he says, hi, buddy, this is a reminder. And it was all cheerful and stuff. Like, it was like, hi, buddy, this is a reminder for your vaccines and your health check. And I'm like, oh, is that right? He's fucking dead. And then I went to the vets, and I was like, who can I speak to about this card? And the woman was like, me. And I was like, yeah, he's fucking dead. Like, you killed him. You just put him in the fucking box. And as soon as I said that, she fucking, her face just dropped. Mm. And then, funny enough, right, the fucking main person, the main manager or whatever, was in a meeting. They're always in a fucking meeting, aren't they?
Mm.
Fucking lamb bastards. She just didn't want to face me, like. And then somebody else came out, and then they were all apologetic, and they were almost fucking crying. I'm the one standing there, the victim.
Yeah.
And I had these people who...
But they would realise how upsetting that would be, because they work in a vet, so animal lovers, they would understand how upsetting that would be if they had something happen to their pet, isn't it?
Oh, really? Oh, right. No. Well, I understand clicking a fucking button.
Well, I know that. You know what I mean? I know that.
So, but yeah, and they were like, oh, can we keep the car? And I was like, no, you fucking can't. Now, the only reason I haven't left, like, a negative review and stuff and all is because it's still our vets for Tabby.
But yeah.
I should fucking go back and say to him, like, I want free healthcare for Tabby for the rest of Tabby's life because of what he's did. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Should fucking teach something like that. But do you know something? It's easier just to let things go, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Buddy's name is just like, do you know what? Whatever. Human error. And then I highlighted the problem, and I said to him, like, make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else again.
Because
it's not a fucking nice thing, is it?
No.
So, but yeah, and then there you go. A couple of weeks later, Buddy comes back in a fucking box. Mm-hmm. I think we were both in agreement. We're not getting another cat.
But
there
never.
But there was always that.
But it's quite loneliness. Well, not loneliness, but... It is definitely, without a doubt, like, this little animal that can't even talk to you just provides so much comfort and, company to you. Especially, like, we don't see each other often, as we know from the last podcast. We're both busy.
Yeah.
So coming home to this little face...
Well, it's just... Yeah, it's just... When Buddy died, it was just, like, an emptiness, wasn't it? Even though cats don't really make that much noise, it was, like... It's so quiet in here.
Yeah. And I felt probably a little bit lost because I think it was just life revolved around Buddy, really. Like, it was ridiculous that I'd be working and then very often I'd go for a walk or a run after work and I'd be like, oh, I can't, like, we'll have to go later because I need to go home and see Buddy first because he's been on his own all day.
Mm.
And then I didn't have that anymore. So I was coming home to an empty house and it's like, oh,
I think everyone's like that, though. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
well, it's grief, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like kids. Having a pet ruins your fucking life. Doesn't it? Can't fucking do anything. And look at her, just laying there. She's not a care in the world. So, I can't go to fucking France for a few days because of you, Tabby.
I think it was you that was moithering about kittens first, wasn't it, after Bud?
Kittens?
Well, having another cat.
Hang on, rewind. Tell everybody what moithering means.
What do you mean? Moithering? Like you were saying, like, oh, should we get one?
So no, what is moithering? Because we've got listeners all around the world, and everybody's probably going, what the fuck did she just say there?
Moithering. Moithering, like, you moithen me.
I hate that word.
You know, well, I'm going to have to Google it now.
It's like a Welsh... It's so moithering.
Right? It's in the English dictionary.
Fuck off. I've never heard an English person... I lived in England quite a long time before I lived in Wales, and it was only until I came here that I found... Like, everyone kept saying it. Oh, you're being moithered? And I'm
to
like...
To bother and be, or bewilder.
Thanks for interrupting me. Moither. Fuck me. Fucking moithering me here, Kirsty.
But yeah, you kept looking, didn't you? And you were like, oh, should we get another one? Should we get another one? Should we get another one? And I was like, no, no, no.
Pretty sure I said, can we get a monkey now?
No. And then we saw a little Tabby, didn't we? And you were like, just go and see it. just go visit and go see it. And I was like, you do realise that if we go see this kitten, it's coming home. Like, I won't be able to leave it there. So that's what happened.
And, I mean, it was advertised as a boy. And for like two, three weeks.
Yeah, so we haven't changed the name.
I mean, looking at the mat, there's like a food mat and it's blue.
Yeah. So we called him Mr. Tabby, didn't we? But we called him Simba first, and we were like, oh, he doesn't really look like a lion.
He's full
of a tiger.
He's full tabby, like,
because he's proper. Well,
she's full tabby. Fuck me, misgendering McKettigian.
And then I was a bit like, because she's short hair, and I was like, I can't see any testicles forming here. I can't. So we took her to the vets for her first jabs, and because she was registered at the vets as a boy, and I took her. Yeah, so I took her for her first health check and jabs, and I was like, I don't think it's a boy.
I thought the vets found out.
And the vets did the examination and went, oh, that's definitely a girl.
Cough.
So we stuck with Tabby anyway, because she was remembering her name, wasn't she? So we, you know,
well,
when she's in trouble, Tabitha.
Tabitha, yeah, her name's Tabitha.
But we just call her Tabby. And, yeah, I think, like, we have made ourselves needy cats. Both Buddy and, well, particularly Tabby.
We?
Maybe me. I don't know.
Well, explain how I've made our cats
needy. Because we play with them a lot. You play.
Yeah, but I play, like, chases and, like, hunt. Like, you know what I mean? I'm hiding. I'm a predator. Come and find me. And, you know, I'm playing fucking...
Yeah, but Tabby doesn't... Like, when she's awake and in a playful mood, she just stares at me. She won't play on her own. I have to play with her. Lovely, but it's still a lot.
Do you know, sometimes everyone's passed out with lack of oxygen, right? Because I'm running up and down the stairs. So I run up the stairs, and then I hide, and then Tabby runs up and tries to find me. And there's times where I'm running up and down the stairs, and when I go up the stairs, like for the seventh time or whatever, I hide behind the door, and I don't want her to hear me breathing heavy. Because I'm like, if she hears me breathing heavy, she's going to fucking find me. And do you know that point where you're like losing breath, and you like start, you know, you feel it in your chest, and I'm like, I can't breathe. I'm like, if I breathe, she's going to find me. I'm like, just die. You know, like, surprise. Just collapse.
No, are you scared?
I love the little games. Hello, Tabby. Jack and she
awake?
Can talk.
On the... awake? Oh, now he's still sleepy. She's been lying on the sofa for the past hour, flat out. She's just opened her eye, but she looks pretty fuming, to be fair. Oh, no, she's going back to sleep.
She's doing that loafing thing?
Yeah. Yeah, she's getting back to sleep, I think. She's gonna be in for a wild night with you know?
I know. She's fucking fast, though, isn't she? Like, yeah. When she runs, she fucking runs.
Like, when you play, like, I play hide and seek with her. Do you, like, jump out and go, rah? Because I do.
Mm.
And then she runs off then.
Yeah.
Quite
I love it when she comes down. Like, if she's been upstairs and it's dark, and then she comes down, it's bright. She comes in like a fucking Chinese or something.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, daddy.
How bright is this light?
You know, it's like I can't see. But the thing about cat's eyes, though, like, do you know that they have a third eyelid?
I knew dogs did. I didn't realise
Fuck off, cats dogs did? Mm. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
There you go, you just ruined dogs episode. But I didn't know, where the fuck's their third eyelid?
It's like underneath. So the story about how I know that is that we had a pup at our mum and dad's house with Topsy. And used to like chase her all the time. And Topsy was quite a miserable cat. And she clawed her. And the claw went in the pup's eye.
Wow.
Molly, the old one. Hey.
Oh, right. Mm. Is that why she's blind?
No, I think that's an age thing.
Can we just...
But she nearly lost her eye because she had an ulcer from where the claw had gone into her eyeball. So they stitched her third eyelid closed for about 6 weeks to allow it to heal. So that we didn't know whether they were going to she was going to lose her eye or she's going it would repair itself. And it did. It healed.
Fuck.
Yeah, so that's how I know. But I've got... Did you know a cat's been to space?
Well, you've got cat ions, which is a
yeah,
particle.
But it has actually been up to space in a rocket. Do you know?
Well, I knew a monkey.
A monkey and a dog has, but a cat has been as well. In 1963, she was called Felicity, and 13 cats applied to go to space, and she won. And there's
13 cats applied?
Well, their owners, obviously. She's called an astrocat, and there is actually a statue of her in France, where she's from. Felicity.
Did she come back?
Yes.
Fucking hell. Can you imagine her, like, floating around going, something's not right here?
And another interesting thing, you know cat's paws?
Mm-hmm.
And they have little toesies on their paws?
Yeah.
Cats actually have 18 toes. They have 5 on their front paw, each front paw, so that's 10, and then they have 4 on their back paws.
That's a shit fucking...
I thought it was quite interesting.
Well, here's one for you. Cats can drink seawater. So no point trying to drown your cat because they'll just be hydrated.
They wouldn't drink all of it though.
when I started reading it, it was like cats can drink seawater. I was almost, maybe the fucking dyslexia in me or something. I was like, cats can drink semen.
Fuck sake, Neil.
I was about to give you a facial there, Tabby. Here, Tabby.
Hello.
She's doing that loafing thing. She always curves her paws, like, and tucks it in. Is that like a comfort thing?
Yeah. So when she's on like her resting on her hind legs and her paws are tucked in, it's a sign of contentment. But she's ready to pounce if there ever needs to be.
Well, how could you be ready to pounce if you're curled up like that? Okay. Why are you looking directly at me? Oh, she's being cute.
She's like.
Rolling over in her back.
Right, because she probably wants some attention to
look
be
at me. Look how cute I am.
She does love attention. Especially at 4:30 in the morning.
I've got a serious question for you.
What?
Do cats have ass cheeks?
I'm going to say no.
Do they fart?
Yes.
Well, obviously they fart, but does it make a noise? Like,
weep. No, I reckon it just comes out. I'm pretty sure Buddy farted it in your face once. And it was disgusting. I'm pretty sure he was heaving.
There's bound to be a cat farting video here. Hang on.
Why don't you pause it while you search it?
Funny cat farting here. Try not to laugh. Cats and dogs' reactions. No, that's the reactions to fucking farting, isn't it? What the fuck? Look at that. It's like a fucking cat with his legs up. Funny cats jumped surprised. No. Well, that's all. It's just all.
Oh, you probably haven't got a video of it because I don't really know.
It's got to be something like a.
Yeah, just be a puff bear. But I like.
Can you imagine if cats could fart?
but like in this household, like, I'm definitely the replacement mother, aren't I? For the cats.
Well, what am I?
Both Buddy and Tabby.
Well, yeah, because you've got fucking tits.
Well, no, but I'm definitely the one they go for comfort.
That's what I'm saying. They go to your tits and they... Well, how come I... Well, Buddy was like going on your tits and just groping the fuck out of you. Right next to me as well, the bastard.
He used to make biscuits. He used to suckle on my jacket, didn't he?
Suckle on your jacket and make biscuits? I know I have fucking biscuits from him.
Well, the biscuits is when... You know when cats are happy and like they're kneading. And it looks like they're making biscuits because they like kneading dough.
Why didn't you do it to me?
Because he didn't love you as much.
I've got a rant.
Because I think particularly for Buddy, you were a play person. I think for Tabby, you were the hunter, because every time you go through the, come through the door, she runs up to you like, what have you bought me?
Mm. Nine times out of ten, it's nothing.
She's like, yeah.
She's like, you bastard. You've been out for fucking half an hour. You come back with nothing.
Whereas they definitely come for me, you know, the peering and the cuddles, and it get quite jealous, don't you?
I think I seen something there, like cats, like they still don't understand the purring. Like, what was it? I think I took a screenshot here. Hang on. Yeah, so apparently cats have like magnets in their brains. So like, it's like a home instinct that allows them to find their way home.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And so that's like a bird, isn't it? Mm. So like a bird uses gravity or something. Mm. Their dreamers know they have a blank spot. Apparently, no idea. There was something about whatever. Have you heard of Schrodinger's cat?
Yeah.
So I plan to do a couple of physics fucking podcasts and stuff, like astrophysics and all that kind of stuff.
Why are we talking about physics when we're talking about owning a cat?
Because I'm going to talk about Schrodinger's cat. It's a cat. It's a fucking cat.
Yeah, but it's not about owning a cat.
Well, it kind of is, though. Huh?
Is that only because you want to talk about physics?
It's about a cat. So basically, Schrodinger was a fucking, I think he was a professor or some shit, and he had this idea, like, if you put a cat in a box and put poison in it, and then it was, like, timed to go off at a random time, and then you close the box, and then over time, you don't know whether the cat's alive or it's dead, so it's in what's called a superposition, so it's either dead, it's dead and alive at the same time, and then you're not going to know until you open the box of what state the actual cat's in, whether it's dead or alive. Do you know why Schrodinger used a cat?
Because they're clever?
He hated them.
Oh,
he hated
mean,
cats. Well, that's why he picked a cat. Because he absolutely fucking hated cats. And he wanted, like, so obviously, it's dead then, isn't it? It's not going to be fucking alive.
It's a bit mean, isn't it?
Mm. But, I mean, recently as well, so if anybody here listening own a cat, worms.
Oh.
Horrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Poor old Tabs. She's been a bit under the weather.
It's just the way. And then the fucking. The whole body, like twitches and shit.
Basically, she's been having a period of vomiting for probably a few weeks, wasn't it? A good 3 weeks, really. Not every day. Every few days. And we kind of put it down to that we were probably feeding her too much. Because Neil likes to treat her with, like, kitten milk and tuna and fish
and
everything. So I was like, we need to kind of stop that. But anyway, she vomited a worm. So we thought, that's the issue there. Oh, I'm never eating spaghetti bolognese ever again.
It was loads of worms though, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, the first time she was sick, it was just the one. And then she was sick the next day, wasn't it? And she was... And like, that, I suppose that was her body getting rid of the worms.
Yeah. We were definitely overfeeding her, I reckon. Well, yeah. I was probably.
Yeah. You were, I wasn't.
But the thing is, because I'm like, I see her with her food, and I'm like, I'm sitting eating a fucking ham sandwich or something. Not ham sandwich, what am I, fucking 90? Ham and toast. And then, like, I've got it, like, the thing is, like, see the chicken you get from the shop up the street? Mm. It has, for some fucking stupid reason, it's got 9 slices. Maybe that's so like a cut in the thing. Maybe it used to be 10, and then they're like, oh, we'll save money by fucking removing one slice.
Mm.
And I have 4 rounds of toast, and I cut them in half, so I have 8 slices.
Yeah.
And then one slice of turkey or ham, whatever it is, it fits like a slice of bread. So I'm always, by the time I eat 4 rounds of toast, I'm left with one bit left. So I'm like, well, Tabby can have it then.
But then you're encouraging her to... For her to, like, she will moither you more.
Stop when saying you, fucking moither.
When you eat, because she thinks she's gonna get food from you, isn't it? She did. She likes to jump up on the side. And we have a hob, like a cooker. And so she hadn't done it for a while because she jumped up onto the cooker and the hob was on. I'd never seen her move so quick. It wasn't on hot, it was cooling down. So I'd cook something and the hob was cooling, but there was a bit of smoke coming from the pores probably. So she didn't jump up on the side for a long time. But she is back doing it now to get on the window.
She is pretty smart. Once she knows something, she knows it. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. If she sees me eating or something and I'm like, no. And she'll go away, or she's eating the phone cables and stuff, or the iron cable. The iron cable was like one, because if she bites into that, she could electrocute herself. Tabby. Yes. Tabby, coming up?
You're a treat. I gave you a treat.
I mean, cats have three eyelids. I've never fucking seen her blink once. I've seen her, like, going to sleep and stuff. Treat-wise, like, what do you call him? I call him Licky Lickies.
Oh,
it's like yogurt, isn't
yeah,
it?
Like
yogurt,
like paste, really, isn't it?
And she loves him, like, absolutely loves him.
She loves, almost, she's like a dog in some senses, because she likes to pay, not fetch, but, like, she doesn't generally very often eat, like, a biscuit treat out of your hand. She likes for you to throw it.
Kirsty thinks we're just having a normal conversation. We're letting the podcast here. She just got up and started fucking.
I'm giving her a treat.
We're still doing the podcast here.
Well, I can multitask, can't I? But I think, like, I love how we're talking about a cat. Like, it is our child. But she basically is our child, isn't she?
Yeah.
But I do think, like, pets, like, well, any pet, really, but, like, our cats, you know, well, particularly Buddy, anyway, had a very short life. But we're their whole life, aren't we?
Yep.
So you've really got to make sure that their life is happy.
Well, the thing about cats, like, I mean... They're cute and stuff and all, but if an elderly person who was on their own had a cat and then she had a heart attack and died, the cat would fucking eat her.
Well, yeah, she's a carnivore. A dog would eat you too if they were stuck in the rain.
Can you imagine if a dog ate me? You'd have the fucking shits.
Oh, God, yeah. The stuff that you eat. And did you know, actually, I think...
If a dog ate me, it would be like... Just like a skull, but with two massive fucking ears. The dog would be like, no, fuck, I'm not that fucking hungry.
Too grisly. But I do think a cat is your spirit animal, though.
My spirit animal?
Yeah, because cats sleep for 70% of their lives.
So I don't sleep 70% of my life?
I think that, like, a cat is like a spirit, your spirit animal.
I don't sleep. I only sleep 6-7 hours a day. Six, mainly.
Mm.
Why do you keep all every time? What is it with Egyptians and cats?
Did Egyptians think that cats were mythical creatures? Something like that, wasn't
it? Is it to do with death?
Give me Ross,
I'm totally
the trees.
Fucking ruining this podcast.
I'm not ruining it. I'm experiencing the owning the cat, isn't it? I've got responsibilities and she needs a treat.
Well, she can wait until after.
No, she can't. Look at her face. Is a sphinx a type of cat?
It's like a ball bag with pointy ears.
Is it a cat?
Yeah, it's the one with no hair, isn't it? The ugly fucking thing. Imagine having one of them and stroking it.
Oh, no.
It'd be like stroking your a bald man's head, like back of his head, like the neck,
and
it creases up.
And a Manx cat doesn't have a tail.
I just had a fucking funny thought. If I had, is it a Sphinx cat, the one that's like fucking the baldy cat?
I'm thinking of a Sphinx as like a really big thing.
Hang on. I thought, what's the one, the fucking, the baldy one?
I'm Googling it now, hang on.
If I had one of them, every time I'd walk past it, I would have to fucking
slap
it.
Yeah, it's a sphinx. Oh, they're horrible, aren't they?
I know. Look at
Sorry, whoever has a sphinx. But they're not nice.
It's like a bat. Like a fat bat with no wings. But, like, look at the way the back is and stuff. We'll put this on the Stewie Stotts podcast Facebook page and stuff. Oh, Jesus, look at the second one.
Oh, no.
But wouldn't you, if you have one in, wouldn't you just walk past all the time? Just go... Give it a red hand of holster.
But that's probably what Tabby looks like without her fur.
Come and grab my razor.
No. Oh, and actually, going back to like razors and stuff, do you remember the time that you bathed Buddy in Lynx?
What?
Do you remember you gave Buddy a wash and you used Lynx? Like, you know, where most cosmetic companies are, you know, against testing on animals.
I think you're fine. All cosmetic companies use animals to test on.
I think... he'd been outside because he liked his adventures and he was coming back filthy, wasn't he? And he came back particularly dirty and he went, oh, I'm going to take him out for a wash when we're going to put him in the bath. So we were gone a while and then I didn't really think anything of it. And when he came back down and I was like, what did you wash him in? Oh, I used Lynx. I was like, you...
He smelled fucking beautiful.
He smelled for weeks. You could just smell this hint of Lynx wherever he was, poor thing. I'm surprised he still had fur. Just like didn't have an allergic reaction or dermatitis of it.
I didn't know you had dandruff. The cat's like, I don't. All I mean, wrong brand, but, you know. Oh, fucking hell. We haven't tested out cleaning Tabby yet, have we?
No, we're definitely not going to use links on here, come on.
No, not like, I mean, like, washing her. Like,
yeah, but she's
putting her in the bath.
She's not out yet, and I don't really want to let her out until spring next year. Do you reckon we can get her that long inside?
I mean,
it's more than that because it's dark now at the moment.
Yeah.
I was anxious when Bud was out. Like, I don't know what I'm going to be like. I think you're going to have to be in charge of that.
Well, we're lucky because our house is quite open plan, and you only have to open one door, like our bedroom door, and then she has the whole bedroom, the whole hall, the whole kitchen, the whole living room. Yeah. She's, you know, there's a lot here. And if you were to put yourself down to her size, and then, you know, the size of this room is fucking huge to her, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But I don't know, does she get bored?
Well, yeah, I suppose. That's why we've got, like, shitloads of fucking toys.
Yeah, we've got a ridiculous amount of toys.
Fucking walk around. Cling, clang, cling, chung, ching, ching, ching. Fucking something's fucking
usually every couple of weeks a new one appears.
Mm.
But I hide them, so we kind of rotate a little bit so she doesn't get bored of the toys.
What is it with cats? Like, you buy a fucking, you spend, like, 50 quid on a toy and you fucking take it out. You start putting it together and you're like, where the fuck's the cat go? And the cat's in the fucking box. And you're like, yo, I bought you a fucking toy. And the cat's like, don't really care about the toy, to be honest with you. I like this box.
Tabby loves the box. How long was it? Like a couple of weeks? We literally just had an empty box and I put a window in it and I drew some flowers on it.
That's right, you put a garden on the fucking box.
Yeah.
For a penny, that was.
Yeah. But we had to get rid of it because it literally, our house was looking like a factory.
It looked like a fucking warehouse.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, these, what do you call these platform things?
They're like scratching cat posts. Trees, aren't they?
Cat trees.
She's annihilated that scratching post, isn't she?
No, we've got two. She wouldn't go anywhere near one of them.
I know, but I was wondering, shall I swap around to see what happens? Should she go on it?
She still fucking scratched the fucking sofa. Why did they scratch like that?
It's something. I think it's something to do with, like, dead part on their claws.
What?
Something to do with, like, get rid of dead bits on their claws, I think.
All right. And I'll tell you something, cats are fucking, I mean, they are quick, like, when it comes to, when you play around with them, and they just, their claws, and I'm like, oh, look at my hands, I'm bleeding.
Yeah, this morning, wasn't it? I was like, I was hiding from her. I was just peeping around the corner. And we were doing a bit of almost peekaboo, really. And then, and I was like, ah, she got me. And then, like, Neil came downstairs and I've got blood on my lip and my nose.
I was walking down and the first thing I did was, like, went up to Tabby and I was like, good girl, well done. Why does she always, like, respond to, like, high-pitched, like, fucking, good girl, well done. Tabby!
Sounds like a meow.
Tabby! Tabby! There you are.
Probably because it sounds like me more.
Tabby! Oh, there she goes. Yeah, she reacted. Well done. It's Kirsty. I'm back.
You're so funny.
I know. Everyone in the car, wherever they're listening to this podcast right now, are fucking laughing their heads up. So, we're going to wrap it up here, Kirsty.
I don't know, like, have we shared our thoughts on owning a cat? We've shared our thoughts on cats, and, yeah.
I mean, the pause thing she does is pretty cute, isn't it? Where she, like, you play around with her, and then she'll go up on her two back legs, and then she'll fucking weave her paws around.
It's like, hands in the air, it's Friday.
Yeah.
She's on her back legs quite a lot, though, isn't she?
She what?
She's on her back legs quite a lot. She stands up, doesn't she?
Well, we're the only... Humans are, I mean, she doesn't really see any cats, really, does she? So she must think that she is supposed to be standing on her back legs.
No, who knows? Who knows?
Can you imagine that?
Just like, walking right.
Coming down the stairs, just fucking, what's up? Like, get her, like, a little fucking skirt and stuff.
But it is, like, yeah. It's funny how a little creature that doesn't understand what you're saying, well, you know.
Kind of knows.
Well, and she doesn't say a word and just provides so much company.
She's mad with her timings. Like, I'll clean up the whole house. I'll hoover up and stuff. And then I'm like, right, I'm going to go to the office. And as soon as I start putting stuff in the car, I come back in. She's in the fucking litter tray, squeezing one out. I'm like, for fuck's sake. It's always a little job that I don't expect. You know, like, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, because you want to, I know there's, like, that really good litter stuff in there, like, odorless thing, but as soon as the cat shits in that thing, I just get it straight out.
She fucking stinks.
Well, she did when she had the worms and stuff.
Yeah,
she's fucking was lethal. Stinking,
yeah.
Fucking hell.
But we are worm free and vomit free.
Yeah,
for like 3 weeks now.
And then the plan is
because the vets wanted to scan her because she kept vomiting. So I took her for the scan, and she literally turned into Rocky Balboa.
Fucking Jackie Chan. Jacqueline Chan.
So, yeah, maybe we'll do another podcast when she goes out on her adventures.
Yeah, so I think the plan for her would be whenever it starts getting bright again, let her out type thing. Mm. And then see how she gets on. And then
she needs to go to the vets and gets chipped in that first.
Yeah, but I think she's content. She's happy enough here, I think.
Yeah, she's all right. I think she's not. It's not like she wants to go out, but she's nosing outside now, which is fine.
Mm.
But she's not like...
But being by the window is that not like a TV for her?
Yeah,
like,
well, yeah, she's just looking outside, isn't she? And she can hear the birds, can't she?
Yeah, I love giving her the finger and stuff. Like, I give her the finger all the time, or like two fingers and stuff, and she just looks at me. She doesn't know, does she?
No,
I know. It's funny for me. Like I'm like
such a child.
It's something that's fun for me to do.
Like
but,
the sheep.
Hmm.
Like the sheep.
Yeah. Then. But, like, I did Tabby all the time. She must think it means something. Like, why does it keep doing that? It must mean something.
I know.
But I have trained her at an early age, clicking. So if something's bad, she's doing something bad, like scratching the sofa, I just click. Mm. I'm like, no. And she'll stop immediately. Or, like, if you click, it usually sends a signal. I'm not a fucking, I don't train cats or anything. But yeah. Any advice for anybody who maybe even thinking about a cat or wants to get one?
Do it.
keep it away from fucking the roads.
Yeah, maybe don't let them out. I've got a lead. I did take her out in the garden on a lead, but I had to stop it because she was meowing at the door to go out. So I thought, oh, we could do it next year when she's ready to go out.
Don't overfeed your cat.
Don't overfeed it. Make sure you worm it. We did worm her, actually. We have wormed her regularly, so I don't know why she's had worms. But
get it chipped. You need to get one chipped, don't
you? Chips, yeah. Chips are amazing. Because
not the chips we had last night.
No, a microchip for a pet, especially a cat, because they go wandering, and if anything happens to them, you don't know. So if they're taken to the vets, at least you do know. Because that night, back to Bud, that we probably... He was out, and he was a bit of a creature habit, because you teach him routines. So 9:30, he was always at the door waiting to come in. And it was before 9:30, wasn't it?
Before.
but if it came to 9:30 and he wasn't at the door, I'd be out looking for him.
Mm.
So having that chip does kind of prevent that, doesn't it?
I mean, a collar, you would have... Does a chip replace a collar?
Yes. I think... Yeah... A collar is a hard one, because I always think of them getting stuck in a hedge. If they got tangled, they could neck themselves in a hedge, couldn't they?
Yeah.
You can have collars with a little bell on, can't you, if they're buggers at catching birds and mice and stuff like that.
I would get like two bells and it would look like purple balls. Cling, clang, cling.
How old are you?
I covered this in the last podcast. Hey, you're allowed to say it now. I'm 39, but don't ask me next year or you'll find out what happens to you. Guys, listen to podcast episode 10. Find out what happened to little Timmy. I did it the first time I've got like a style of comedy. I call it fantasy comedy. And I've been doing research and I don't find... I mean...
No, because it's, name of it's it, unhinged, Neil.
It's not normal. Not all of it's unhinged.
It's not normal.
It's a storytelling thing. I find it easy to come up with a story in my head.
What's your imagination,
isn't it? Make a... funny, and then the thing about it is there's no single sort of punchline. It's literally, it's like get you in the story and then get you laughing and then keep you there and just keep you going. But I don't know if you could do it for like an hour, do you know what I mean? But like, it's something I'm going to work on, and then I'm going to start doing like open mics and stuff, because I want to get into this whole comedy business. I'm trying to think about doing what I do in front of a group of people at a wedding, do that at scale. I mean, I've already been doing it for like 4 years. And I get people do laugh, so maybe it's sympathy laughs, isn't it? Stop, scratch, Tabby. There you go, see, away she goes.
She runs away like a naughty little girl.
So there we go. I think we've covered everything.
I think so.
Fuck dogs, cat, get a cat.
Yeah, cats are a lot funnier.
I mean,
smart.
It sounds like I'm against dogs, but I'm not. I would have a dog. I'm just too fucking lazy to have one.
Yeah, well, my only concern was literally I would be walking it, you wouldn't. And I don't know how you would cope with a dog barking, because you're not very good with sound.
Yeah, I know.
Or noise.
I'm not too bad with sound. It's just a sound that repeats. That's what really fucking bugs me.
Yeah, but a barking dog is a repeating sound.
I know,
it?
Yeah. But like, what else was I going to say about a dog? Yeah, fuck walking around the streets with a little poo bag. Like, it used to be like, I used to think like fucking, like this person's walking around with a fucking bag of poo.
Well, you'd put it in the bin, wouldn't you? You wouldn't walk around with it.
But like, you see people nowadays, because they've been doing it so long, they get used to it, so they're literally like, la-di-da-di-da, just fucking down the road with a fucking bag of shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I think that's it. Any ideas what podcast you want to jump onto next?
No.
We have to do that one with Ben and Beth. That's going to be a fucking belter, I think. That's just going to be dad jokes. It's going to be fucking hilarious. We need to work out something there. Like, you can go fuck yourselves if you think I'm going to be doing a Christmas podcast. Shall we do one?
Don't know. What about Christmas?
Yeah.
You don't like Christmas. What's the point? Fucking Scrooge.
But we could do one about Scrooge.
Maybe. We'll think about it.
You like to leave people on the cliffhangers, don't you? Fuck yeah, me. She left everybody on cliffhanger the last day.
Doesn't that bring people back? Entices them in.
Nah, does it fuck? Well, my next podcast is going to be about religion. This was supposed to be about religion, shit happens, I guess. But yeah, so next one's going to be about religion. It's already planned up. I'm going to do it in a couple of days, and then I'll ship it out to you guys. So look forward to that. Anything you want to fucking finish with, Kirsty?
No, I don't think so. All good. Toodaloo.
You're not going to fucking thank people for listening?
Thanks for listening.
See what I have to fucking pot it with. Well, there you go, guys. Thanks for listening, everybody. And tune into the next one, which is going to be about religion.
Toodaloo.
All the best. Bye-bye now. Take care now. Bye-bye now.